Texas. Texas Mobile.
HXS, this is Alpha Alpha 2, Charlie.
Good morning, sir. Yeah, it's still morning. I just had to check my watch. Good morning.
Yeah, you got about 3 minutes there, and that to be accurate.
Not just 3 minutes, you know?
Yes, sir. His name's Kurt, Charlie Uniform Radio Tango. You are my first contact on this IC9700 that I just programmed in some local repeaters. Haven't been on VHF in a long time, so this is kind of new to me again.
Congratulations on the new radio. Yeah, this is what I'm talking on is an older ICOM IC7000. I've got actually four of them. it's the updated version of the old 706 Mark II Gs. Well, good to make your acquaintance. Name here is Dave. Mobile here heading towards, the southern way. I'm heading over to Kiara. Got to go take care of a couple things to one of my customers.
Roger. Yeah, I used to have a 706 Mark. Was it Mark 2G? I forget. I know something like that. Used to use that mobile all the time, but that was G. That was about 20 to 30 years ago now, I guess.
It's a great radio. I had one in my Kenworth when I was on the road. It's a vintage radio now, but, man, if I can get a hold of one right now, I'd buy one just as a backup. But, I've got the I-7000s, which is basically the updated version of that radio, and they work just fine.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. I'm not familiar with that. With that radio, but I will look at it. Give me something else to do. Yeah, I've been here in the area about 15 years now. I'm up on Rocky Bald Mountain. It's off of Nine Times Road and Upper Springs. And now I have to figure out how to cut that other one off while I'm talking on this. That was a 440 repeater annoying me here.
No problem, Kurt. No problem. Yeah, I'm what they call a halfback. Grew up on Long Island, went to Florida for 20 years, and came up here 4 years ago. And loving every minute of it. You know, meet some nice people up here. We enjoy our seasons up here. And that's pretty much it. We bought a house in Greer in the old section. So I got a tower up there and some couple of wires hanging out for the HF stuff. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, Roger, Dave. I love the climate here as well. I kind of retired about 15 years ago, but I was going back and forth for a while. I owned a business in the Philadelphia area, and we couldn't sell it back in 2010. That was hard financial times with the bank crisis and all that. So I used to go back and forth for a while, but we finally sold it, and we came here to send my daughter to Clemson as a resident, and she graduated, five or six years ago now. So we enjoyed our time here. We do enjoy our time here. Love the seasons. Spring and fall last forever compared to what we were used to. I lived in grew up in southern New Jersey and in the South Jersey area. So, really like it here.
Oh, yeah. No, I grew up on Long Island, so I remember those seasons where you get 3 foot of snow. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we definitely like it here. My wife, she was born in Michigan, but she kind of grew up in Florida. She grew up in Vero Beach is where we met. And, then we moved up here 4 years ago. But, I'm close to retirement. A bunch of my customers are going to yell at me when I finally retire. But, I turned 62 in April. I do air conditioning and heat. So, So I'm constantly going.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Yeah. I hope you enjoy retirement. I work just as much now as I did when I was working a career, but totally different things and a lot of things that I like doing. So, and if I don't feel like doing it, I don't. So that part of retirement, I'm sure you'll enjoy.
Well, I feel right now, you know, I work for myself. I charge a couple of companies, but just can't hack the lying part of it. But yeah, I can pick and choose a little bit. You know, choose what I want to do, and you know, it's like my wife likes me to take Fridays, and her and I do something on Fridays, which I try and do. You know, summertime and, you know, the dead of summer and the dead of winter is just, it's difficult because it's, you know, the height of the season. I can't put my customers off for 3 days, you know. But I do what I can.
Sure. don't want to put your customers off with no AC, that's for sure. Yeah, you get a bad rap for that. So, Dave, what was your call again? Because I'm going to write it down.
It is Kilo Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. HXS, and yeah, I got my license back in the late 80s, and I
once again, name's Kurt, Charlie Uniform Radio Tango, Alpha Alpha 2 Charlie's the call. Been licensed since 76, and I've gone through many long periods of hiatus from the hobby, so every time I get back into it, I have to study and learn new stuff. Now I'm trying to do digital stuff, and that's a challenge for the old analog mind.
Oh, I know. One of my first radios was an old Kenwood HT. I think it was the 2600, if I'm not mistaken. And it actually had dip switches on the back of the radio to set the PL tone for whatever repeater you were talking on.
I never had that. I remember scratching my head learning programming, you know, for all the menus for these things. But I never had dip switches on mine.
Yeah, this is an older radio. Gosh, I haven't seen that radio in so long. I sold it years and years and years ago. But it was a good friend of mine up in New Jersey, my buddy Ben. I think his calls back then were KA2ZCC. He's passed away right now, but he was the horse trader of the area. You know, you need a radio, you go to him, and he had something in his arsenal.
Roger, roger. That's awesome to have a resource like that when you're learning stuff. I got on VHF and UHF again, because I don't know anyone around who's into the hobby. Not like back in Jersey and Philly where I used to know a lot of people. So I was looking for a club to join. So I thought I'd just skulk here on the repeaters and see what repeaters and what people frequented them that I might relate to and go find a club to join.
Oh, no, that's cool. This particular repeater, there's a lot of nice folks on here. It's a pretty good coverage machine. Also, now, you look up the South Carolina Heart Network. I think it's schart.com. I think it's .com. But on the weekends, from, I think, Friday about 5 p.m. till Sunday midnight, there's a bunch of VHF repeaters that are linked. I think it's VHF and UHF that are linked all the way down to the coast. So it's not a permanent link system. They just do it on the weekends. And, you talk to a lot of people there. But this is a nice machine to hang your hat on. One of the machines that I use locally here for the link system is 145-130, which is on the same mountain as this one. It's on Caesar's Head. And that also has pretty good coverage.
Yeah, roger that. I went to the repeater directory, the online version of the repeater directory, and I went through three different counties, and I programmed them all in, and the ones I could Kirk-chunk, I kept, and the ones I couldn't, I deleted. So I've got the memory on scan, and I'm going by each one that I kept and and seeing who's where. So that's how I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good way to do it. I have the repeater app in my phone, and then when my wife and I are traveling or going around or whatever, you know, it will actually track you with the GPS, and you can punch in repeaters as you go, you know, and, oh, there's a local one, yeah. So That's a good thing to do, too.
Mobile VHF or UHF. I could be. I have the old radios in a tote. My wife also got her license, and we used to chit-chat while we were driving to and from work. We went in different directions, so that was fun. But we haven't had mobile set up for, since we left Jersey. So I'm just getting back into it again after that long hiatus, and I don't know if she'll get back into it, but maybe I'll stick one in the car. I've been trying to do some parks on the air with HF, and I got my vehicle set up for that, but maybe we'll, I don't want to look like a porcupine anymore, you know, an obvious antenna geek car, so I'm trying to limit how many things I stack in the vehicle.
I know that feeling. I drive a Dodge Durango, and I've got an antenna up on the roof, and it's funny to watch people as they come up alongside of me thinking I'm a cop with the antenna up there. So I just kind of smile and go on.
Funny. Yep. Dodge Durango, that's a good car. That was the best car we ever owned. But anyway, I digress. I'm driving a Dodge Ram 3500 I use for my current quote-unquote work slash hobby. And so I've got a toolbox in the back that I mounted I think it's a Hustler with the modules, you know, for the different bands. And I get out and screw them on, and it's not necessarily convenient, but it's lower profile.
Yeah, I have a magnetic mount up on the roof, and I've got a Diamond NR770, which is, I think it's 17 or 19-inch. I forget. No, it's more than that. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I think it's like 30 or 32-inch dual bander, and it does me just fine. I don't need a 10-foot antenna in the back of my vehicle.
Roger. Yeah, I take mine off when I leave the park. So it's not a mobile. Well, it is mobile, but it's not a full time mobile HF setup. So, all right. Well, Dave, it's really a pleasure to make your acquaintance this morning. It's now afternoon, and I'm glad I got back to you.
Oh, absolutely. Same here, Kurt. Good to make your acquaintance. I'm on here from time to time, and I'm actually about 1 minute from my customer, so perfect timing. Have a good day, sir. I can't remember your calls. Jesus. Sorry about that. KB2HXS Mobile, got to clear out of here. 73 for now.
Yeah, 73 is Dave, KB2HXS. This is, mine's really easy. Alpha, Alpha, number 2, Charlie. I'll be clear. Thanks, Dave, 73.
We'll catch Alpha, Alpha, 2, Charlie, KB2HXS, 73.